Another sort of potential strategy, and it's being tested in another clinical trial, the SOPHIA study, is to look at combining an aromatase inhibitor with fulvestrant, and thinking about the fact that it's a competitive inhibitor of estrogen. You can give more fulvestrant, but maybe decrease estrogen. A lot of oncologists ask me about that question, because a lot of them heard Robertson talking about the biology behind this. And a lot of them say to me, that patient that you described who's on an aromatase inhibitor, let's say they relapse while they're on an adjuvant aromatase inhibitor, why not just keep the aromatase inhibitor going and then add in the fulvestrant? Is that something you ever do or you think makes sense?
You're right on target. There is a huge controversy right now, which is maintain lower estrogen levels in a postmenopausal patient and try a different hormonal manipulation. But we have to be cautious. We have learned from the ATEX study, where lowering the estrogen levels and bringing something that competes for the ligand, in this case, tamoxifen, we didn't have a return on that one. So I think in patients that really have failed hormonal therapy with an aromatase inhibitor, it is an important question, but I'm not doing it off protocol for the same reasons. And you look at most of the data with combined hormonal therapy throughout a couple of decades, it really hasn't been a clear evidence that two hormonal therapies are superior than one. On the other hand, you're going to use the preclinical data generated by different laboratories, including Ken Osborne Laboratory, where in patients they had the preclinical models that lowering the ligand, in this case estrogen, and using fulvestrant has a synergistic effect, which is the base of the randomized study of anastrozole plus minus fulvestrant in patients that had not failed an aromatase inhibitor before. So in that setting, I think we have the preclinical data, and I think it would be worth to explore. But again, pharmacokinetic data is important in that setting. And then also we really had to prove the concept, which it would be a new concept. I particularly have seen the data. I think it is a biological question that is very important to answer, but history has not shown so far that combined hormonal therapy. And they say, well, you didn't combine the right mechanism of action. And yes, so we had to prove it. But we haven't jumped in the wagon of using continuing aromatase inhibitor and add fulvestrant. So that's our current position on this.